Go out and tell our story, let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you, make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And say to those who blamed us for the way we chose to fight, that sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you, make them hear you. Go out and tell your story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you, make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you when they hear you.
And so this week, the focus is somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on far too long, and we won't be silent anymore. All right? Let me hear you holler if we ain't going to be silent anymore. Okay, okay. So I want you to put your hands together. We're going to sing this together. And for those of you who don't know it, I'm going to sing out, somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on.
Far too long.
Yes, it's gone on.
Far too long.
It's gone on.
Far too long.
Somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on.
Far too long.
And all together, and we won't be silent anymore. Somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on.
Far too long.
Yes, it's gone on.
Far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on.
Far too long.
And it's gone on
far too long,
and we won't be silent anymore. Did you hear? Somebody's hurting the children, and it's gone on
far too long.
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on
far too long.
Children, and it's gone on
far too long,
and we won't be silent anymore. Don't you know somebody's pausing on water, and it's gone on
far too long.
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on
far too long.
Oh, water, and it's gone on
far too long,
and we won't be silent anymore. Did you hear? Somebody wants to build that wall, y'all, and it's gone on
far too long.
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on
far too long.
Wall, y'all, and it's gone on
far too long,
and we won't be silent anymore. Yeah, somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on
far too long.
and it's gone on
far too long, and we won't be silent anymore.
Don't you know somebody's hurting the women, and it's gone on
far too long.
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on
far too long.
Women, and it's gone on
far too long, and we won't be silent anymore.
Let me hear you say, somebody's hurting our people.
Somebody's hurting our people, and it's gone on
far too long, far too long, far too long.
Be silent anymore.
Come on, one more time. Raise your voices.
Somebody's hurting our people.
It's gone on
far too long.
It's gone on
far too long.
It's gone on
far too long.
Somebody's hurting our people. And it's gone on
far too long. And we won't be silent anymore.
Have you heard somebody hurting the disabled, and it's gone on
far too long?
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
I tell you, it's gone on
far too long.
Oh, somebody's hurting the disabled, and it's gone on
far too long.
And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be silent. Keep it going.
And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be silent anymore.
Keep singing, keep singing. Think about what you're saying.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Come on and raise a fist if you really mean.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Last time.
And we won't be silent
today. That's right. Four People's Campaign, a national call for four revival. There you go. And we're here building this Four People's Campaign, a national call for more revival, because people's lives are at stake in this country. And we're here because we have to stand up for all of us. Because our lives matter. And we must remember that everybody has a right to live. So I need you to sing that out nice and loud with me today. We're here 50 years after that first Four People's Campaign that was ignited by Dr. King. They sang that song leading into that campaign, and we are taking it out here today. I want you to sing it with our ancestors in this space. Here we go. Everybody's got a right to live. Sing it loud. Everybody's got a right to live. And before this campaign fails, we'll all go down to jail. Everybody's got a right to live.
Hear me, hear ya.
Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live.
Beat here. I'm gonna say, everybody's got a right to live,
to live!
Great.
Everybody's got a right to
pipes. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. There comes a time when we cannot take it anymore. There comes a time when we must march and we must speak out and we must protest and organize, 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 because America, you're headed in the wrong direction. We are here. We are poor. We are clergy. We are strong. We are brave. We are powerful. And we are here to say, somebody has been hurting our people, and it has gone on for far too long. And what? We won't be silent anymore. Today, May 14th, 2018, in more than 37 states, along with those of us gathered here at the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., poor people, disenfranchised people, moral leaders, labor activists, anti-poverty advocates, low-wage workers, Native leaders, women, racial justice advocates, queer and transgender leaders, and people of goodwill and conscience who stand against systemic racism, who stand against systemic poverty, who stand against ecological devastation and militarism and the war economy and an immoral narrative that blames poor people for our problems, that pits us against each other, and that claims that there's scarcity when we're living in a world of abundance. We are here standing up, sitting down for justice. We are engaging in nonviolent, moral fusion, direct action. We are sending a message to the nation that we are committed to raising our voices. We are committed to praying with our feet. We are committed to building a powerful movement led by and with those that are most impacted by injustice, led by and with moral leaders and activists and advocates to save the soul of this nation. And we will keep coming back until our voices are heard, until we build power among the people, until our nation stops in its tracks, shifts its attention to the 140 million poor people living in it, and until our demands for a better society are met. Poor People's Campaign! A national call for moral revival!
There must be a revolution of values. So we have come here today, and we gather in this place thinking about the serious realities of poverty and the serious realities of our nation's distorted moral narrative. We are here for serious business. This is not merely a fellowship. It is not merely a moment to simply exercise one day, for we know that is futility. It is to launch and to birth a multi-year movement. And I'm honored today to stand here with Liz Theo Harris, the co-chair, and all of the other persons who are gathered here today, and we wanted to speak today to set the tone. I first want to ask the other clergy that will be speaking today to come and join the impacted persons, because we want those that are impacted to move in close to clergy, because we will never from this podium allow anybody to speak alone. This is not about individuals. It's not about helicopter leadership. This is about if they come for one of us, they got to come for all of us. There are other clergy that want to come around the edges. Please do. I see so many of you. We will not be divided. We are here because when you look at the grand moral declarations, that's good. When you look at the grand moral declarations of our Constitution, which say that every piece of policy that comes out of the Congress, that comes out of our state legislatures, should ensure domestic tranquility, should establish justice, should provide for the common defense, and should promote the general welfare. We know when we look at those principles, something's wrong in America. When we know what Isaiah 10 says, some people say a whole lot about what God says so little and so little about what God says so much. But there are more than 2,000 scriptures that tell us what a real moral agenda ought to be in the public square. And even as we have racists and bigots trying to present themselves as moral voices in this time, we love them, but we love them enough to challenge them. Because we know what Isaiah 10 says, woe unto those who legislate evil and rob the poor of their rights and make women and children their prey. We know that Jesus said he would judge every nation, Jim, by some principles. When I was hungry, did you feed me? Not as an individual, but as a nation. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was sick, did you care for me? And when you look at the plight of poor women and poor children and poor disabled people, we are falling short of the moral demands of our Constitution and the moral demands of our deepest religious values. When corporations are treated like people and people are treated like things, when Congress people and governors get elected and state legislators get elected and the public pays their salaries and pays their pensions and pays their health care and in some places pays their house note because the president lives in public housing. And then far too many then use their elected public taxpayer jobs to deny health care, to deny living wages, to cut education, to cut housing, to refuse to pass just immigration laws, and to undermine voter protection and support voter and undermine voter suppression. When they spend more time trying to protect guns rather than protect children, and they do it in ways that hurt poor women and poor children and the disabled of every class and color and creed and demographic and sexual orientation. We need a poor people's campaign and a national call. We have come to put our mouths and our bodies on the line. We've come to put a face on the facts. We've come to put forward the people who are hurt by the policy violence and the attention violence, because you can't change the narrative until you change the narrator. That's right. That's right. And for 6 weeks, we have three goals. Number one, to launch this movement and to break through the narrative. Because right now, you can look at the news all week. You can look at C-SPAN all week and never hear a word about the 140 million poor people in this country. And never hear a word about systemic racism and ecological devastation and imperialism and the military-industrial complex. That narrative has changed. Number two, we are calling on all of our brothers and sisters to begin the process of massive voter mobilization among the poor. And number three, we are building power among the poor. We'll be having Truthful Tuesday teaching all week long and even a night on the arts, building power, not for a 6 weeks movement, but to launch in 6 weeks a multi-year movement. Moral revival is what we need, that declares that public morality is not the narrow category of being against gay people and being against abortion and being for prayer in the schools and being for school gun rights and being for tax cuts and being for state rights. That's not a moral agenda. That's an immoral agenda. That's an agenda rooted in meanness and hurt. That's extremism masquerading as morality. Morality, public morality, is promoting policies that lift the poor and lift the immigrant and lift the sick and lift the hungry. A deep-rooted morality that says budgets are moral issues, voting rights are moral issues, health care are moral issues, wages are moral issues, challenging systemic racism is a moral issue. Challenging poverty is a moral issue. Where we stand on the side of the dispossessed and the discriminated is a moral issue. Where we stand on the side of the destitute is a moral issue. And all over this country right now, might I say it, black, red, yellow, brown, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Sikhs, people of faith, people not of faith, old, young, urban, rural, gay, straight, transgender, are standing together and saying to America, it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time for a moral analysis. It's time for moral articulation. It's time for moral activism. It's time for a moral aspiration. And it's time for a moral agenda to change the direction of the country. That's why at 3 o'clock we're going into the street around this capital to say this nation is headed in the wrong direction. That's why we're gonna sit down and stand up. We'll say it's time. My brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing to you. This is not a commemoration. Some have asked, is this merely a commemoration of what happened 50 years ago? Well, we trust and we honor the streams from years ago, the abolition movement. That stream is here. The Reconstruction movement, that spirit is here. The women's suffrage movement, that movement is here. Seneca Falls, that movement is here. The fight for gay rights, that movement is here. The civil rights movement, that spirit is here. The labor union movement, that movement is here. The environmental movement, that movement is here. The peace movement and anti-war movement, that movement is here. And the poor people's campaign is here. And all of those spirits are here. And there's a great cloud of witnesses. But mainly we are here because not to have a commemoration, but to have a reconsecration and a re-engagement, because you do not commemorate the death of prophets. You go to where they were killed, reach down into blood, pick up the baton, and carry it the next mile of the way. Are you ready? Are you ready to carry the baton the next mile of the way? Do you want a revolution of values? Then we are the ones. We are the ones. And so be very clear. Let us have a hand mic up here as the speakers begin to come. But we want to make sure, because the things we're going to repeat now, the media a lot of times never hears. Did you know there are 140 million poor people and low-wealth people in the USA?
Did you know there are 73.5 million poor and low-income women and girls in this country?
Did you know that 62 million white people are poor and low-income?
Did you know that 38 million children are poor?
Did you know 37.6 million Latino people are poor?
Did you know that 23.4 million black people are poor?
Did you know 7.8 million of our Asian people are poor, and many of our indigenous people and First Nation suffer from poverty, and they were the ones that had this land before anybody else?
Did you know that adult women with disabilities are twice as likely to be as poor as women without disabilities?
Did you know that over 5 million people with disabilities live on less than $24,300 a year for a family of four and $11,880 for a single person? And the country says if they make $11,881 a year, they are not poor.
Shame. Did you know that students owe more than $1.34 trillion in debt?
Did you know that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of homeless people, but up to 40% of homeless youth are LGBTQIA?
Did you know that there are 62 million people who work in this country for less than a living wage?
Did you know three people have the same wealth as the bottom 50% of the country?
And 400 people make $97,000 an hour.
And did you know that there is a lie being told that the problem is scarcity. We do not have a scarcity of resources. We have a scarcity of will and consciousness to do what is right. Therefore, we demand
that the nation turn its immediate attention to ending child poverty, ending all poverty.
We demand the immediate implementation of a federal and state living wage laws that are commensurate for the 21st century, beginning with $15 and a union, and full employment, and the right for all workers to have unions.
We demand equal pay for equal work.
We demand an end to anti-union, anti-worker rights and laws in the states.
We demand fully funded welfare programs for the poor and an end to the attacks on SNAP, on CHIP, on LIHEAP, on HUD, and on other vital programs.
We demand fully funded anti-poverty programs that protect the welfare of, and yes, we're going to use the word welfare because welfare is in the Constitution.
We demand equal treatment and accessible housing, health care, public transportation services for people with disabilities.
We demand a repeal of the tax cut bill that took $2 trillion from the back of poor and working poor people and put at risk Medicaid and Medicare and all of the programs that will uplift the poor. We need to stop corporate welfare and help the people who need it in this country.
We demand relief from crushing household and consumer debt.
We demand infrastructure and equal treatment and accessible housing and health care and public transportation services for people with disabilities and for the poor among us.
We demand equity in education, ensuring that every child receives a high-quality, well-funded, diverse public education. We demand an end to the resegregation of our schools. We demand free tuition at public colleges and universities and an end to profiteering on student debt. We demand equitable funding for historically black colleges and universities.
We demand equality and safety of all persons, regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity. Equal protection under the law is non-negotiable.
And we demand a budget that promotes the general welfare, that lifts everybody up, that makes everybody's life a thriving life, a beautiful life, a decent life.
That's right.
And that we have enough.
And as we come here today, some have said, well, you're asking for too much. You should just ask for one thing. Well, the problem is systemic racism, systemic poverty, ecological devastation, the war economy, militarism are interlocking injustices. Yeah. And the last time we checked, the corporations didn't ask for one thing. Woo. The greedy didn't ask for one thing. And how dare you ask the poor and low-wealth people who build this country every day to ask for one thing? Then they say, well, you shouldn't want the government to fix it. Well, the government shouldn't have broke it. It's the government that blocks health care. It's the government that blocks living wages. It's the government that cuts money for public education. And then they said, well, you got your agenda from politicians. Know that for these 6 weeks, no politician can speak from these stage. We're not asking any politicians to speak. We got our agenda from the deep resources of scripture, from the deep resources of our Constitution, and from the deep resources of history. We didn't need a party to tell us what's right. We have principles to tell us what's right. And it's right to treat people right.
It's right to treat people right.
And so we come today, not with a left agenda or a right agenda. To the media, that language is too puny. We come with a moral agenda. A moral agenda that cares for all people. And now at this time, we're going to have some people to come to put a face. These are testifiers. They're coming together. Marshalla Buckmaster, Callie Greer, Vanessa Nosey, Carolina Alas.
And Elaine.
And Elaine. What's Elaine's last name?
Cold.
Oh, that's her. We're going to have a mic. And so they're coming because we want to put a face. Too often we talk about these numbers, but people don't put a face on these policies, right? And so we want to come. We want you to stand with them. We want the media to listen to them. They will tell you where they're from, and then they have a statement of why they are part of the Poor People's Campaign and the pain that they face in this country. Come to the podium, all of you.
My name is Shiloh Buckmaster. I'm 29 years old. I'm a single mother. I was homeless for 5 years, and I'm celebrating 2 years in recovery. I'm from Grays Harbor County, Washington State, where 43% women and 51% children live in poverty. I live in a tiny town where it's easier and cheaper to get loaded than it is to find food or shelter. The town is so small, it only has one stoplight, but the people seem so far away from each other. The better off act like all my friends are better off dead. They act like the church where I work, where we love everyone no matter what, is a disgrace to the human race. Because we feed the homeless and addicted, they look at us as scum. I'm tired of being judged by how much money I have. Or how nice my car looks. I'm not saying she's a looker, but you know what true ugliness is? Grays Harbor County puts children in jail for nonviolent, non-criminal offenses, things like skipping school or running away from home, at a higher rate than any other county in the nation. A little over a year ago, the ACLU sued our juvenile detention center for torturing a child. They're killing our children. We exported more timber than any other, port in the entire world. That's all gone now. The only thing they've done to replace it is build a prison, expand all the local jails. They don't need workers for the mills and the
forests.
They don't need us, period. We've got 1,000 people sleeping in the streets in a town of just 16,000. Some of the highest suicide and opioid overdose death rates in the state, and an average life expectancy 5 years shorter than the rest of Washington. And last month, we just found out that our country and the four other county and four others are sitting on $50 million, public dollars, that's supposed to go to mental health and drug treatment, but they're refusing to spend it. The higher ups in the town don't want us to heal. They don't want us to recover. They don't want us to thrive in school. They make too much money keeping the jails full, and that's a lot uglier than my rusty-ass car. What hurts the most is that there are actual solutions to these problems.
That's right.
You just have to care enough to actually do something about it. I'd like to see some of these freeloaders in Congress and the Senate try to be perfect, pretty, and sober when they don't have a home, a job, an income, or health care. I'm not having their kind of ugly anymore. You and me and everybody we left back home in Flint and Aberdeen and the Apache Nation at the border. We might not be centerfolds, but we're beautiful. We're smart. We're strong. We've already walked through hell, so they can bring it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm honored to be here again with the Poor. Yes, sir. A little nervous. I'm honored to be here with the Poor People's Campaign. Calling for a national moral revival.
That's right.
And I'm changing my speech a little bit today. I'll probably throw this paper away. So I'm not going to talk so much about Venus. I think I've been talking about her all day. And if you don't know her story, just ask somebody next to you. I'm sure they could tell it better than I do. And my family and I, we're grateful for that love that you show us. But in staying true to myself and my family, I promise not to waste my pain. So you know my testimony. So I'm here today to do more than just my testimony in this movement. I'm here today to throw more fuel on the fire of this moral movement. I'm here to stand my ground. Yeah, I said stand my ground.
That's right.
And push forward this movement. And before I yield the mic, I want to say a couple of things I heard that have fueled my spirit and motivated me even more. About two Sundays ago, I was invited to a church by Pastor Lynn Hopkins down in Alabama. And she spoke on something in my spirit when she said, Callie, don't ask God to order your steps if you ain't really willing to move.
Oh!
Well, I'm willing. I came all the way up here from Selma, Alabama. Are you?
Yes. Yes.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was in Montgomery, Alabama, at the awesome opening of EJ Eyes Memorial, Lynch Memorial. And I heard Reverend Dr. Barber speak about our foreparents and how they would talk about hoping somebody. Yeah, I said hoping.
That's right, that's right.
So, I'm not mispronouncing it. Hoping.
Hoping.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Well, this testimony I give today is going to hope somebody. It's going to hope somebody out of complacency and into compassion. It's going to hope somebody out of brokenheartedness into hopefulness. It's going to hope somebody out of madness into this movement. We're building a moral movement, and it's uniting the poor, disenfranchised, marginalized, and brokenhearted. We are here.
That's right.
We are here. That's right.
Y'all didn't hear me.
We are here.
I said, we are here.
We are here.
We are here.
We are here.
We're here to take action together.
Yes.
We're here united together.
Yes.
We're the unsettling force that Dr. King talked about.
Right.
We are the unsettling force in our complacent nation's life.
That's right. That's right.
We are here.
We are here.
We won't waste our pain.
No.
And I asked Reverend Liz today, I said, Reverend Liz, what that woman name in the Bible? That woman. I'm going to strip myself naked if it's all right.
That's all right.
That woman in the Bible, I've been holding this for a long time.
All
right. That woman in the Bible that's in the streets. Wailing!
My God.
Wailing! I'm wailing because my children,
my God,
are no more.
My God. My God, Kelly.
I'm well. I'm wailing, y'all. Wailing. Because my babies ain't no more. How many more babies? How many more children?
Huh? Huh? Nation ought to hear. Her daughter died because Alabama refused to expand Medicaid. Her daughter died, and people are going to die because this Congress has pulled back health care. And she's here, and we need to make this nation cry. These policies are killing people and mothers. She held her daughter while she was dying. Because every state that passed voter suppression laws also denied expanding health care. And the sad thing, she's a black woman, and the majority of the people that are denied health care are white, and yet the people that get elected to do it, they play race games to get elected. The goal is that we're not here for a festival. We're here to make this nation cry. That's why media, you need to talk more to Callie than any of us and these other ladies. Grab somebody's hand and just sit in that for a minute. Some of us need to be willing to cry today. If they arrest you, cry while they're arresting you. Break this country's heart so it can be put back together. Hear the Apache story. It'll break your heart, America.
Dakota, she Vanessa Nosey Gonze, she Chukaoine, she San Carlos Gonliu. Hello, my name is Vanessa Nosey. I am a Chukao Apache from the San Carlos Apache tribe. Today, I will tell you my testimony as an indigenous person of this land. For the past 500 years, when settlers came and touched this land, we have been fighting to protect ourselves as indigenous people and protect all of Creator's creation. Genocide on millions of indigenous people that included women and children over greed to divide and conquer. My people, the indigenous people, continue to suffer and not looked as an equal. We still fight the federal system of injustice as we are still kept as prisoners of war. To this day, indigenous women are fighting to protect the land, the water, our children, and those children yet to be born. We deal with politicians and corporations that continue to take our natural resources, being attacked for mining of precious minerals, fracking of gas and coals and pipelines. Not only is it an environmental issue, an environmental injustice, these mines create what are called man camps, where outsiders come in and live to work at these mines. The extraction of our natural resources are created and create these man camps are directly connection to the high rates of missing and murdered indigenous women.
Yes. Yes.
Families are not seeing justice. Investigations are fall short and federal government has the responsibility to protect our indigenous women and children. We need to make appropriate steps to meet the immediate act of this violent crime. Appropriate and counties to protect our women and our children. We should not be treated any different. Our lives matter. This is a need to change to protect our indigenous women and children. I stand to protect Chichilbestagotil Oak Flat in Arizona, which is being desecrated by a foreign mining company, which brings the worries of my indigenous women and all women of race. We as indigenous people hold our spirituality strong and the connection to the earth and the water. We protect Nagasun, Mother Earth, for she is our mother. We give life like she does. This nation needs to remember and acknowledge the true history of this nation and the genocide and injustice that happened to the indigenous people and the land that you stand on. For this is a continues to today. The true story needs to be told.
That's right.
Not only are we protecting our ancestral rights, but we protect the rights of everyone who is here. We stand together. We as women protect not only ourselves, but our children, and we protect Nagasun, Mother Earth, because it needs to stop.
It needs to stop.
The destruction of the earth is a destruction on women and our children. If it isn't for these natural resources that give us life, because we can be born here and we can die here, just like at Oak Flat and any other indigenous fights that are fighting to protect the environment and the water, we're doing it for you all. That is a time to stand in solidarity and to unify, because it does not matter of race. It does not matter of religion. It matters of our lives that we are protecting one another, because you will not be able to turn on that water.
That's right.
When it is destroyed.
That's right.
You would not be able to stand under these trees for shade. So thank you. I hear.
Yes. Say Oak Flats. Indigenous people. We are standing together and no longer being separated. We have two more testifiers, and then we have three more leaders that are coming before we take the street. We want you to know every Monday we'll be right here at 2 o'clock. Remember that the march from Birmingham was desegregated, started with 58 people. We're building toward the mass mobilization on June the 23rd, all right? Are we together? Is it time to make this nation cry? As we're standing here in the heat, think about the homeless that have to do this every day. Think about the broken that have to do this every day. Think about the people who've had to bury people because people are so cruel. They would take health care, but then wouldn't make sure other people had health care. We stand here. We wanted to birth this on Mother's Day because we're birthing light. We're breaking through the darkness. Come on, my dear sister. Who's next? Elaine, right here. I'm going to give you this mic. My buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Many of us here remember we were here. We were already alive and supporting the Poor People's Campaign way back when. 50 years ago, 50 years ago, I was kind of a feisty young college student, you know? I thought I was tough. I kind of was. But I was very moved by the Poor People's Campaign. And when I graduated from high school in 67, I gave a speech against the Vietnam War. Now, this wasn't a popular position. In Johnson City, New York, upstate New York, shoe factory town. But I knew it was wrong. So then there was the Poor People's Campaign, and then, oh my goodness, 68. Whew. Those of you who lived through it, how many remember that 60, you know, that was quite a year, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. I won't even go through all of it because I only have 2 minutes. Shortly after Martin Luther King was assassinated, I realized that I'm lesbian. So we didn't say so back then, by the way. But I couldn't keep it quiet. I was determined and I wanted to be authentic. So I came out publicly as a lesbian before a lot of people did that. And boy, I tell you, it was not easy. And we paid the price. But the truth is worth it. The truth is worth it. Now, we're here today because of that. Because people are hungry for the truth. And the truth is that people with disabilities are now included. And we are here. We are the largest minority.
That's right.
We are the largest minority. And let me tell you, if you look at a lifespan experience, it's a majority experience. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Disabilophobia is a horrible thing. The fear of disability is why so many of our people get killed.
That's right. That's right. Teach us.
That's why so many of our people get killed. We have a day of mourning every year for people with disabilities that are murdered by their caregivers, often their families. And what does society say? Oh, well, it was a mercy killing. No.
No.
No. No. Every life is a blessing. I was literally stabbed in the back 40 years ago. That's how I got my physical disability. But you know what? Even that was a blessing. Because whatever happens, if you look for the blessing, you will find it. So now, look up ADAPT, ADAPT.org, ADAPT.org. I've been arrested 24 times with ADAPT. We are supporting the Disability Integration Act, And we want it to be made official that people with disabilities get to live in the community. Stop the mass incarceration of people with disabilities in nursing homes. We want to live in freedom. Yeah.
We're here, she said. Did y'all hear what she said? People die from policy decisions.
Right.
250,000 people die every year from low wealth. That includes people with disabilities. More people die from low wealth than die from cancer and strokes. Make sure today you have a sign before we go in the street, either a sign of what we demand or a sign of that puts a fact out there. Because we want the narrative to be clear. We don't want anybody to mistake. We are here today to talk about women in poverty, children in poverty, the disabled poor, and the policies that hurt them, but also the demands we're making that can change it. And did you know that most of the people who vote against disabled, the policies that would help the disabled, also vote against voting rights? Who also vote against living wages? Connect the dots, my friends. Extremists stick together. And that is why it is a time for us who believe in morality, who believe in love and justice and truth, to do what? To do what? Come on, my sister. Where's the interpreter?
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Carolina Alas. Tengo 48 años. Y por los últimos 3 años he estado trabajando en Jack in the Box, Pinole, California, para poder proveer a mis hijos.
Good afternoon. My name is Carolina Alas. I am 48 years old, and I have been working for the last 3 years in Jack in the Box in Pinole, California, to be able to provide for myself and my children.
Yo trabajo duro cocinando y limpiando para pagar. A 11 la hora, sin embargo, todavía se me hace difícil pagar la renta y las demás cuentas. Estoy, me he llevado a la depresión hasta contemplar el suicidio, al pensar que mis hijos podrían terminar viviendo en la calle al no tener el dinero para pagar la renta.
I work hard cooking and cleaning to make $11 an hour. I still struggle to pay my rent and my bills because the money is not enough. And this is why I have suffered depression and sometimes even suicidal thoughts just because of the thought of my children living on the streets because we cannot afford rent.
Ni puedo considerar ahorrar. Es un lujo que no puedo permitir. No gano lo suficiente para pagar la renta. Menos voy a poder ahorrar dinero para un momento de necesidad o para ayudar a mis hijos. No puedo contribuir cuando mi hijo me pidió ayuda para comprar un carro.
I cannot afford to save money. I can hardly pay rent. It's a luxury to be able to save money. And I cannot save money to be able to help my children when there's any need. I wasn't able to help my son buy a car when he was asking me to help him buy a car.
Para viajar a su trabajo en Burger King y no tener que ir en bicicleta. Me pregunto todos los días cómo las cosas serían diferentes si hubiera estado ganando a los $15 la hora por cual estamos luchando y si se hubiera tenido el dinero para ayudarlo.
My son needed a car to be able to go every day to work at Burger King. And every day I wonder how our lives could have been different if I made $15 an hour. And in which ways I would have been able to help him. And that's what we're fighting for those $15 an hour.
Mi hijo nunca tuvo la oportunidad de comprar su carro. Un camión lo atropelló. Una noche cuando estaba saliendo del Burger King, mi hijo murió antes de salir del estacionamiento. Ahora solo pienso, si solo hubiese podido ganar lo suficiente y para ayudarle y comprar el carro, ¿estaría vivo hoy?
My son never had the opportunity to buy his car. A truck hit him. one night when he was leaving his job at Burger King. He died before leaving the parking lot. Now, the only thing I think about is, if I had been able to make enough money, I would have helped him buy his car, and he would be alive today.
Sé que no soy la única mujer ni madre atrapada en la pobreza sistemática creada, no por nuestra vagancia o falta de trabajar, sino por los políticos y su decisión a bloquear un salario digno, el derecho de la salud y la asistencia gubernamental.
I know that I'm not the only woman, I'm not the only mother who is trapped in poverty, in systematic poverty that has been created not because we're lazy or because we don't work, but because of politicians and their decision to block a living wage, the right to health care, and also for governmental support and public assistance.
Por esa razón, me uno a los miles de personas en 40 días de acciones pacíficas y directas como parte del Poor People Camping.
This is why I am joining thousands of people for these 40 days of actions, of non-violent direct actions, as part of the Poor People's Campaign.
Nos paramos juntos hoy. Hombro a hombro, como trabajadores luchando por el derecho al organizarnos, luchando por justicia para nuestras familias. Unidos podemos obtener los cambios necesarios para que nos dejen de tomar la ventaja, para que no tengamos que preocuparnos por no cuidar a nuestras familias y para que podamos ser tratados con la dignidad que merecemos todos como seres humanos.
We are here standing today, shoulder by shoulder, as workers fighting for the right to organize, fighting for justice for our families. Together, we can be able to achieve the changes that are needed so that we can make our own decisions, and so that we don't have to worry about not being able to take care of our families, and for us to be able to be treated with dignity that we deserve, as any human being deserves.
That's it.
Sé que mi hijo pudiera estar aquí hoy con nosotros, listo y complaciente al ser arrestado, listo a romper el silencio y hablar acerca de los cambios que necesitamos right now, hoy.
I know that my son, if he could, he would be here, standing with us, ready to be arrested, ready to break the silence and to talk about all the changes that are needed, that we need to see today.
Give it up. And we're not going to allow them to separate us, black over here, Latino over here, white over here. We know that the same people that vote against living wages vote against immigrant justice. We know the real reason they don't want to have immigrant justice and to have people citizens, because they'll take their tax money, they'll take their work, but they don't want to take their votes to be at the ballot box. We want full citizenship. Right? We know there's 62 million people who work every day without a living wage. 62 million. And we're standing together. We're coming together. Get your water, because we're getting ready to take the streets in a minute. We got 3 mall leaders. Make sure you've got your flyers. Are you ready? Yeah. Every Monday at 2 o'clock, nonviolent moral fusion direct action for the next 6 weeks. And then on the 23rd, a massive rally and solidarity. And we are going to announce even some other countries later that are coming in to be with us. Now, you got to cry in a movement, but you also have to have some music power in a movement, because one scripture says the joy of the Lord is strength. Joy is strength. So we want 1 minute before Liz brings on 3 powerful women. While our president is getting bigots and religious heretics to do work in other countries, like what's happening today, and trying to turn people against each other, Jews and Muslims and Palestinian and Jews and killing people and talking about God's way. And the very ministers that he uses, they don't like Palestinians or Jews. They just love the money they get and their misguided theology that's rooted in wrong and in hurt. And more about imperialism than about lifting people together. So we stand, but today in this spot, you will see a Christian woman, a Muslim, and a rabbi stand here together and talk about justice and fusion and standing up. This is the power that must not only happen in the United States, but it must happen around the world. But before we get that, do you want a revolution?
Yeah.
Do you want a revolution?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want a revolution?
Yeah.
All right, don't y'all mess me up. Don't y'all mess me up. Don't you mess me up. Come on, bring it up.
Neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach up. For God shall wipe.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring the music up. Bring the music up. Bring the music up.
Stop in its tracks. Wail, the wail of a mother whose daughter is no more.
That's right, that's right.
Cry, the cry of a mother whose son is no more. Scream out.
That's right.
The screams of children who have lost their parents because they don't have health care, because they don't have housing. So we are standing here together. And when people step forward, others join them. We have three powerful witnesses that we want to hear from now. We have Reverend Terry Horde Owens, the head of the Disciples of Christ Christian Church.
And we're going to ask them to come together and stand together. But I want to ask those that are under the tree here, we need One of the things we're fighting is attention violence. If we can't pay attention for an hour, then we can't criticize the politicians. If we can't stand, unless you're sick, if we can't stand in tough weather and heat, how can we stand up for homeless people who have to do it every day? So I want to ask those of you, unless you have a physical condition, to come in front of the stage, to come in front of the stage, tell the person beside you, we can't commit the sin that we are standing against. You hear what I said? Y'all act like I'm not saying nothing. We can't commit the sin. We can't be talking while the poor people are speaking and then get mad if the Congress people don't listen. The ethic of a movement has to reflect the policies of a movement. Turn to your neighbor and say, we have to listen. We have to suffer a little bit to have credibility to speak on behalf and to stand with those who suffer every day. Otherwise, our movement does not have the right ethic. Right. All right. Here are these three women. A Christian woman. They'll introduce. Who else? A Jewish rabbi.
Sharon Brous.
And?
So please welcome Linda Sarsour, Rabbi Sharon Brous, and Reverend Terry Horwood Owens. Terry, please.
Thank you. My sisters are joining me on either side, some powerful women of faith. We are here today because it matters. I am Terry Hort Owens. I'm the general minister and president of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ in the U.S. and Canada. Amen. I'm a Christian minister and I'm a mother and I'm a woman. And I'm here because children matter, moms matter. All people living in poverty matter. Those that we've marginalized because of their sexual orientation or gender identity matter. Those with disabilities matter. I cannot stand here and claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ and be silent about the moral outrage that is going on in our country. And all those who call themselves Christians must speak out. If you understand the faith tradition that is spoken by the words of Jesus and in the scriptural heritage that we have in our texts. Over the last 30 or 50 years, the governmental programs that support poor people have been declining and been reduced. In 1968, with the aid for families with dependent children, 68% of families with poor people who were poor were being supported by those programs. Today, with the temporary assistance to needy families, only 23% of poor families are receiving government assistance. And a false truth has been perpetuated that somehow there is not enough. My tradition teaches me in the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Jesus sat on a mountain and said, oh, the people are hungry. And he asked the disciples, what do you have? What do you have? Bring to me what you have. And as they brought what they had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, you know the story. We usually think of it as a miracle. I want to suggest to you that it's truly a parable because they brought all that they had to Jesus. Jesus blessed those resources, broke them and gave it to them. They distributed them according to the blessing of the Lord. And guess what happened? People ate until they were full. And not only were they full, but there were baskets left over. Imagine what could happen if this country were to allow the law of love to dictate how we distribute the resources that are at our disposal. Imagine what could happen if we allowed our love for one another to ensure that we all had enough. There is enough for every child in this country to have a meal and 3 meals every day. There is enough. There is enough for every family to live in decent housing that's warm in winter and cool in summer. There is enough. There is enough for every person who is sick to be treated and to recover and to have the best possible care. There is enough. And until we decide to take our resources and use them to ensure that every child, every person, every family has enough, we will not be living up to the moral traditions of each of our faith traditions. We have to decide to stand together. And my God promises me that there is enough if we choose to act now, organize, vote, and stand together. There is enough.
Good afternoon.
I'm Rabbi Sharon Brous from Ikar in Los Angeles, and I stand here today representing millions of Jewish people around the country, some here in this place and many in state capitals across the country, from Bend the Arc, True Ah, The Rack, and so many other organizations who want to be a part of bending the arc of the moral universe toward justice. The oldest and the boldest formula for economic justice comes straight out of the Hebrew Bible. In the 50th year, the Jubilee year, the great shofar is sounded and two things happen. All of the slaves are freed and all property reverts back to its original owners. This is a holy reset button that is pressed. It is a sweeping and a revolutionary act of economic redress that is rooted in the assumption that in a just society there can be no permanent class of poor, that the destitute, the exploited, the downtrodden deserve a fair shot and they deserve their fair share. And most astonishingly, overturning those economic systems benefits not only the enslaved and the poor, it actually saves the society from breaking, proclaiming liberty throughout the land for all of its inhabitants. The liberation of the poor is a prerequisite to the liberation of all people. So I don't care what zip code you live in, how many graduate degrees you have, and how big your pension is. Because you must decide that you stand on the side of one who needs to choose between prescription drugs and groceries for her family. You must stand on the side of history with one who worries if the water that she serves her children is tainted with lead. It is inconceivable that I could live freely while my neighbor's in perpetual anxiety that she or her loved ones will be one of the thousands who will die this year from poverty. Our sacred texts are desperate for us to learn the secret of human existence, that we are all bound up in one another. Solidarity is not a choice that you can opt into or opt out of. Our shared humanity is what links our destinies one to the other. My liberation is contingent on yours, and yours is contingent on mine. This movement is rooted in the understanding of interlocking injustices and insists that we cannot fight systemic poverty while ignoring white supremacy and patriarchy. We cannot fight racism without fighting anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia. This movement is dedicated to lifting up the widow and the orphan and the stranger and depends on all of us and will free all of us. We're here today because our lives depend on it, because our nation is driven by fear and it's mired in a failed moral narrative. It is contaminated by corruption, hypocrisy, and indecency. Our nation is the richest in the world, and yet 140 million people are poor. We know this disproportionately affects women, children, and people with disabilities. We will no longer abide a politics that invisibilizes and marginalizes and steals from those who need the most. We will no longer abide a politics of hatred, intolerance, and heartlessness that is literally poisoning the water systems of our nation. In a time of moral crisis, we need to live even more deeply and more proudly from our core convictions. And right now, there is a moral wave that is rolling across this nation. This is a wave that is fueled by the stubborn and persistent hope and infused always with love. This wave is redefining what it means to be a patriot. And it is redefining what it means to be a person of faith. Let me tell you, if you don't like what people of your faith are saying on the public stage, each of us must step forward and say, this is what a Jew looks like. This is what a Christian looks like. This is what a Muslim looks like. So today, 50 years after the assassination of Dr. King, we declare a jubilee. We lift our voices for justice. We put our bodies on the line for mercy. And together we will proclaim liberty throughout the land for the enslaved, for the poor, and for us all.
Thank you, Rabbi Sharon Brous. How's everybody doing today? May peace and blessings be upon you. My name is Linda Sarsour. I was one of the national co-chairs for the Women's March on Washington. This is my colleague, Carmen Perez, one of the other national co-chairs. Bob Bland is also here today. I come here today to stand with you for justice. But I ask you as a heartbroken woman for you to stand for justice for the Palestinian people and the people of Gaza who are being killed with your taxpayer dollars. Sisters and brothers, this fight that we're having is interconnected. We are global citizens and we are all the creations of God, regardless of what side of the world we live on. And when more dollars are going to kill people across the world than they are going to schools in Chicago or to hospitals or to healthcare, that's a problem. I always wondered, why is it that the people who are united by hate and divisiveness have more resources than the people united by love, justice, and solidarity? I know that we are more than them. Because I know that we are not outnumbered, but we are out-organized. Sisters and brothers, it's not okay for there are people in our country to die without health care on our watch. It's not okay for us to be separating mothers and their children on the border. It's not okay, sisters and brothers, that every day a young black man or woman is killed at the hands of law enforcement in these United States of America. Our silence is complicity in these crimes. Stop blaming it on everybody else and let's start looking within. You cannot change the condition of a people if they are not prepared to change their own conditions. I come here as a Muslim because my faith teaches me that I must stand with the most vulnerable people in my society. My God doesn't just tell me to go pray in the mosque. This act that we're doing today is an act of worship because my God is a practical God. My God tells me feed the hungry, feed the homeless. My God tells me welcome the refugees. My God tells me to open my home to my neighbors. That is my God, the God of Abraham. Sisters and brothers, our dear brother Malcolm X said, freedom. If you're not willing to die for it, take that word out of your mouth.
That's right.
Just a few days before when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, the day before he called his mother to tell her that he was going to give a sermon on Sunday that he wasn't able to give. And he told his mother that the name of the sermon was America May Go to Hell.
That's right.
Sisters and brothers, I don't understand how we live in a country where millions of people call themselves the people of God, and we are all looking to thrive and live in an eternity in heaven, but we live in a country that we could argue may have already went to hell. So I'm here today to tell you that you can count on us, our communities, Muslim communities, women across the country who have joined the Poor People's Campaign at state capitals, that we will not be silent.
That's right.
That we will be unapologetic.
That's right.
And that we are willing to put our lives on the line for the most marginalized people in our society. And I'll tell you one more reason why I do this work and why you see me out here on these streets. Because one day, I'm going to meet my Lord. And my Lord's going to ask me, where were you when there were homeless people on your streets? Where were you when people were dying because they didn't have access to health care on your watch? Where were you when unarmed black people were being killed on the streets of your communities? I'm going to stand tall, and I'm going to stand proud, and I'm going to tell my Lord I made you proud, and I used every blessing that you gave me to stand up for your creation. Because his creation was put on this earth to be loved equally. God made us all different. He couldn't have made us all the same.
That's right.
He had the power to make us all the same, but he chose to make us all different, to test us, to see the depthness of our faith and whether we were prepared to love every single one of his creations. So today we do civil disobedience, but this for those who it's your first time, I hope it ain't your last time. See you on the streets.
See you on the streets.
Let's thank God for Carmen, for Linda, for Rabbi Sharon, for Dr. Terry Owens. I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere but to hear these three women, Jewish, Muslim, and Christian, take us to the altar and call this nation to the altar. Now, we're getting ready to hit the streets. Not for the only time, but the first time in these 6 weeks. Tell everybody, every Monday at 2 o'clock, this is the place to be until we build toward that massive solidarity march on the 23rd of June. 23rd of June. Now, listen. Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to translate this into Spanish.
We're going to, first of all, have some translation of what I say into Spanish, okay? Our theme today...
Entonces vamos a traducir parte de lo que se va a dar en este momento, las instrucciones.
Is somebody's hurting our people.
El tema de hoy es que hay alguien que está hiriendo a nuestra gente.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Y no vamos a seguir estando en silencio.
The focus is women in poverty.
El enfoque es mujeres y en la pobreza.
Children in poverty.
Niños, niñas en la pobreza.
And the disabled.
Y los discapacitados.
Now there were marshals that are going to begin to move the crowd.
Hay unos guías que van a estar empezando a mover a la gente.
Only the people who have on the armbands and went through the training are going to do the direct action and civil disobedience today.
Solo las personas que tienen la cinta en el brazo y que ya hicieron la capacitación para la acción directa son las personas que van a hacer la acción directa el día de hoy.
Make sure I have an armband.
Asegúrense de darme a mí una cinta, por favor.
Those who are going today, clergy and impacted persons, are already in line. They know their place. Make sure that you have water.
Y las personas que son parte de la comunidad religiosa, el clero, aquellos que son directamente impactados, ustedes ya saben cuál es su lugar también. Por favor, vayan a sus lugares en un momento y también lleven agua.
My Jewish tradition would say we're just parting the waters like Moses.
Y los de la tradición judía dicen que él está repartiendo el agua como Moisés.
Everybody, let's listen up.
Que escuchemos, por favor.
This is a non-violent.
Esta es una acción no violenta.
Moral fusion direct action.
Una acción directa de fusión moral.
If anybody says something out of the way, don't respond to them. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Si alguien les dice algo para como desencaminarlos, mantengan sus ojos y su atención en el premio. No dejen descarrilarse.
Liz and I will come down and we will walk and lead the group.
That a long time ago.
Yo y Liz vamos a bajar y vamos a liderar al grupo.
We will go slow enough.
Vamos a ir lo suficientemente despacio.
For people to follow us.
Para que nos puedan seguir.
Don't bunch up, those of you that are going.
No se agrupen, aquellos que van a ir, no se agrupen.
We have people from 37 states.
Tenemos personas de 37 estados.
I need the people, one person from each state, to come on the stage, quickly.
Necesito una persona de cada estado que venga aquí a la tarima. Solo una.
Right, one that's going.
Una persona por cada estado.
Now, listen up. You all have an important role if you're not doing the action today, and that is to witness.
Todos aquellos que están acá que no van a hacer la acción directa tienen un papel muy importante, que es el ser testigos.
And to share it.
Y compartirla.
Harriet Tubman got 500 people out of slavery.
Harriet Tubman logró liberar a 500 personas de la esclavitud.
She didn't have Twitter, email.
Ella no tenía Twitter, no tenía correo electrónico.
We ought to be using everything we have.
Tenemos que usar todo lo que tenemos.
Shh, y'all gotta be quiet. To get the message out.
Para expandir el mensaje.
We at Liz and I will have some chance. One chance.
I don't need that battery.
Listen,
I'm all going on this.
When you go in the street, you will hear us say, living wages. Say, living wages.
Living wages.
And then after that, I'll say, what do you want?
Living
when do you want it?
Now!
Each this chant will be, we will say what we want before so you'll know what to say. All right, education.
Education.
When do we, what do we want?
Education.
When do we want it?
Now.
Healthcare. What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
All right, you got it.
Entonces, Liz y yo vamos a estar haciendo unas consignas, vamos a ir a la calle y vamos a decir salario digno, ¿qué queremos? Salario digno, ¿qué queremos? Educación, ¿qué queremos? Salud.
Remember, our focus is not on the police officers, but on the people in the Congress. Today, that's where our focus is, in state capitals around this country.
Y nuestro enfoque del día de hoy no es la policía, sino los que congresistas, los que están tomando decisiones en el Congreso.
You heard Linda say we have to get organized.
Ustedes escucharon a Linda decir que tenemos que organizarnos.
And be focused.
Y estar enfocados y enfocadas.
Somebody asked what was our message to the Congress people. Yes, but more importantly, our message is to the 140 million poor people. Yeah. It's time to stand up.
Alguien preguntó el día de hoy si nuestro mensaje era para el Congreso, y sí es importante, pero el mensaje, nuestro mensaje es para más de las 40 millones de personas que están en pobreza en este momento.
Because once we stand up, they will not ignore.
Porque una vez nos levantemos y nos sublevemos, ellas no van a ignorarlo.
Okay, now, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to let this mic go.
Voy a hacer
and all I want you to do is say, I'm from Alaska. Or I'm from Arkansas, that's it. I want the states to say where they're from.
Voy a pasar el micrófono y que digan de qué estado son cada uno.
Sorry. I'm from New Mexico and the Navajo Nation.
Woo! I'm from Kentucky! Woo!
I'm from North Carolina!
Woo! I'm from Maine.
Woo! I'm from Minnesota!
Woo! I'm from Rhode Island!
Woo! I'm from Delaware!
Woo!
I'm from Alabama.
I'm from Illinois.
Utah, y'all.
New Jersey.
Keep going.
Missouri.
Michigan.
We'll have to in the house.
Cali Nation. California.
Anybody else?
Indiana.
I'm from California, but I live in D.C.
Estoy de Texas.
I'm from Nebraska.
I'm from Vermont.
I'm from Kansas.
I'm from South Carolina.
Wisconsin.
I'm repping New York.
Who repping New York?
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I also represent the Haudenosaunee Nation.
All right.
I'm from Maryland.
I'm from Florida, and I'm representing incarcerated women in Florida.
And I'm from Mississippi!
Right here, right here. They got Arkansas. If y'all, is Arkansas already spoke?
I'm from Arkansas.
Connecticut.
Michigan in the house.
In Arkansas, in Alabama, Alaska.
And I'm from Alaska.
Where's Iowa? Where's Iowa? Okay, bring the mic on back. Arizona, where's Arizona?
I'm from Arizona.
All right, we got it. Who, right, one more, Tennessee.
Oregon.
All right, okay, we got it. Tennessee, all right.
And right Oregon. Now, in states across the country, all of those states that were red, they are doing the same thing that we're doing here, because this is a movement that is coming out of states, and we're nationalizing state-based moral movements.
That's right. Understand the tactic. In the 68, they came here. We changed the tactic a little. 6 weeks launching a movement, starting in D.C. and in the 30 states, because we must address what's happening in the Congress and what's happening in state capitals. Now, finally, Liz and I come down. Every Monday, there's one song you listen for. Make them hear you. When you hear that song played or sung, that is when we split. Let's form the gauntlet open. Let's get it open, our marshals. Is there an imam here? So first of all, we're going to sing this song. We're going to play the shofar. But I also want us to have a moment of peace and prayer for our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. We will not be divided.
Yes.
Huh? And all, and it's Ramadan, and all this killing today, children, innocent people. If you're a nonviolent, you have to be nonviolent when it comes to everything. If you're against killing, you have to be against killing, period.
That's right.
And so, as a Christian, I want today to say, I'm a Muslim. As a Christian, I'm a Muslim today. I'm also a Jew today, but I'm a Muslim today. I'm a father who lost their son or their daughter today. And I want to say that we together, assalamu alaikum. And I want to ask us to pray, because we will not allow imperialistic forces and white hegemony around the world to split us anymore. No more. Would we have a moment of silence? Now, would we hear the righteous, the real blowing of the shofar calls for peace, and calls for peace and everybody to treat everybody right. Might we hear that today the way it ought to be done, not being used in the way that our president and others are trying to do it. May we hear it today from my good friend and my brother.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
We do the mic check. Because our voices are stronger together.
Because our voices are stronger together.
This shofar symbolizes.
This shofar symbolizes.
Not only the jubilee.
Not only the jubilee.
Not only the call for justice.
Not only the call for justice.
But most importantly.
But most importantly.
The wail.
The wail.
Yes, sir.
The cry.
Yes, sir.
The cry.
So as I sound the shofar,
as I sound the shofar,
I ask each of you,
I ask each of you,
to join in the wail,
in the wail.
Raise your voice.
Raise your voice.
So as we come today, to those that have on these things, this is sackcloth and ashes. That's why they're tired. I am tired of the killing. I'm tired of the lynchings of the past and the political lynchings today, when people are dying not because God called them home, but because of policies that do not have to be. My dear sister Sharon Brous, Rabbi, help me understand. I am sick and tired of having people who would add to the 6 million, 6 million and 1, 6 million and 2, 6 million and 3. You have to understand that about people. I'm tired of the millions of the indigenous people who, every time another person dies, is added to the legacy of death. I'm tired of the black people like those in my family. Every time a black person is killed, we have to add another number to the millions that were died in the Middle Passage. I'm tired of the Muslims that have to keep adding to the death. We are for life. Healthcare is life.
Yes.
Taking care of women is life.
Yes.
Caring for children is life.
Yes.
Life.
Life.
Living wages is life.
Life.
And we cry in the streets today with sackcloths on our arms, because this nation's heart is in trouble. We can save it, but we can't save it unless we first call an emergency. It's an emergency, y'all.
That's right.
Shambe, would you come and begin singing? Those of you that are going back in, I want Wisconsin and Kentucky right behind us to let McConnell and Ryan.
Tell our story, let it echo far and wide. Make them hear. Make them hear. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear. Make them hear. say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight. And sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear. Make them hear. Story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then my brothers burn. Will justice be demanded by 2 million righteous men? Make them hear you.
The disabled.
We won't be silent anymore.
No more.
Silence. No more.
Silence.
Hear the cry.
Of the people.
Hear the cry.
Of the pain.
Hear the cry.
Hear
of injustice.
Hear the cry
of the women.
Hear the cry
of the children.
It's time.
Past time.
Past time.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Healthcare.
Healthcare.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
Living wages.
Living wages.
What do we want?
What do we want?
Living wages.
Living wages.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Education.
Education.
What do we want?
Education.
When do we want it?
Now.
Education.
Education.
When do we want it?
Now.
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 Justice.
Justice.
For.
For.
Our immigrant.
Our immigrant.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
They work.
They work.
They give taxes.
They give taxes.
Give them citizenship.
Give them citizenship.
Let them vote.
Let them vote.
We want it.
We want it.
Now.
Now.
We want it.
We want it.
Now.
Now.
Take care.
Take care
of First Nation.
Of First Nation.
Take care.
Take care
of the Indigenous people.
Of the Indigenous people.
All over.
All over.
America.
America.
No longer.
No longer.
Will we be separated?
Will we be separated?
Give the homeless.
Give the homeless.
Housing.
Housing.
Give the sick.
Give the sick.
Insurance.
Insurance.
Give the working.
Give the working.
Living wages.
Living wages.
We want it. Justice.
Justice.
We want it.
We want it.
Justice.
Justice.
We want it.
We want it.
Justice.
Justice.
And we want it.
And we want it.
Now.
Now.
We want it.
We want it.
Now.
Now.
We want it.
We want it.
Now.
Now.
We want it.
Now.
Ain't gonna let nobody
turn me around.
Somebody gotta give that bike to them.
Turn me around and go no
let nobody.
Turn me around. Keep on walking.
Hey, Erica, tell the folk behind us, Clint, to stop bunching up. Take them, get them about,
okay.
Get them about five.
This right here for me, Keith. Keith, you put here and let me do this.
Yeah. 5 feet apart.
Turn me around. Turn me around.
Hold on. Stop right here. Stop right here. I want y'all to get in front. Get in front with those. Get in front. All the way up there. Get up there. There you go. Now we good. Y'all stay far in front of us. Y'all get way in front of us. There you go. There you go. Ain't gonna let.
Turn me around.
Keep on a walking. Keep on marching up. Ain't gonna let no Congress.
Ain't gonna let no Congress. Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no Congress. Turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking. Keep on a talking. Marching up to freedom.
Ain't gonna let no legislator.
Ain't gonna let no turn me around.
Say it.
Turn me around.
Say
it. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no legislator turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking. Keep on talking. Marching up the freedom way.
Ain't gonna let no tax bill. No tax bill.
Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let. Turn me around, I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom.
Ain't gonna let no racism.
Ain't gonna let no racism. Turn me around, turn me around.
I'll be taking the street about 20 feet.
You're gonna go past them where they are.
Turn me around, keep on.
Are we look? Are we gonna stop the traffic? Go past here. Ain't gonna let no poverty.
Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no poverty. Turn me around. I'm gonna.
gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking. Marching up to
Florida. Ain't gonna let no president. Ain't gonna let
no president turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't gonna let no president.
So right in front of us.
Turn me around. I'm gonna keep on a walking.
You do whatever you say.
Keep on a
Ben,
talking.
Have them get me one of me first. Okay. Ain't gonna let no racism
turn me around. Turn me around, turn me around, ain't gonna let no racism turn me around. Keep on a walking, keep on a talking.
All right.
Marching up to freedom way.
Say restore.
Restore.
The Voting Rights Act.
The Voting Rights Act.
Now.
Now.
Give us.
Give us.
Voting.
Voting.
Automatic.
Automatic.
Registration.
Registration.
At 18.
At 18.
Give us.
Give us.
Multiple.
Multiple.
Days.
Days.
To vote.
To vote.
Protect.
Protect.
The women.
The women.
Protect.
Protect.
The children.
The children.
Protect.
Protect.
The disabled.
The disabled.
Healthcare.
Healthcare.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
Living wages.
Living wages.
What do we want?
Wages.
When do we want it?
Now.
Living wages.
Living wages.
What do we want?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Give us.
Give us.
Clean water.
Clean water.
Now.
Now.
Build.
Build.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
In poor communities.
In poor communities.
Now.
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 Care.
Care.
About the poor.
About the poor.
First.
First.
Now.
Now.
Save.
Save.
The heart.
The heart.
Are we going this way? Of the nation.
Of the nation.
Now.
Now.
Save.
Save.
The heart.
The heart.
Of the nation.
Of the nation.
Now.
Now.
Too many.
Too many.
Are dying.
Are dying.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Now.
Now.
Too many.
Too many.
Are sick.
Are sick.
Without care.
Without care.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Now.
Now.
Too many.
Too many.
Of our children.
Of our children.
Don't have.
Don't have.
What they need.
What they need.
There's too much.
There's too much.
Greed.
Greed.
Too much.
Too much.
Power.
Power.
For corporations.
For corporations.
Stop.
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 Treating corporations.
Treating corporations.
Like people.
Like people.
And people.
And people.
Like things.
Like things.
It's time,
it's time
for more revival,
for more revival.
In America.
In America.
Clean up the water.
Clean up the water.
Give us living wages.
Give us living wages.
Give us healthcare.
Give us healthcare.
Stop unjust tax policies.
Stop unjust tax policies.
Care for the immigrant.
Care for the immigrant.
Care for the indigenous people.
Care for the indigenous people.
Take away.
Take away.
The corporate welfare.
The corporate welfare.
And fund the programs,
and fund the programs
that work,
that work
for the poor.
For the poor.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Somebody's hurting my brother, and it's far too long. Yes.
It's gone on far too long.
Yes, it's gone on
far too long.
Oh, somebody. And it's far, and we won't be silent
anymore.
Somebody's hurting the women. Somebody hurting the
women. And it's gone on
far too long. Yes,
it's
far too long. Gone on
far too long.
Don't you know that somebody's
hurting the women? And it's gone.
And we won't
be silent anymore.
Somebody's hurting the children.
Somebody's hurting the children. And it's gone on far too long.
And it's gone on
far too long.
And it's gone on
far too long.
Oh, somebody's
hurting the children. And it's gone on
far too long. And we
won't
be silent anymore. Somebody's poisoning the water.
Somebody's poisoning the water.
And it's
gone on
far too long. Somebody
pours in the water, and it's gone on far too long.
And we won't
be silent anymore. And it's gone on far too long. And it's gone on far too long. And it's gone on far too long.
Somebody
people, and it's gone on far too long.
And we
won't be silent anymore.
Somebody's taking voting rights.
Somebody's taking our voting rights, and it's gone on far too long.
Somebody's
taking our voting rights, and it's gone on far too long.
And we won't
be silent anymore.
Somebody's hurting the people.
Somebody's hurting the
So they're going to try to stop us before we get to independence. So I think we're going to probably have to do it right here.
Okay, yeah. Let's keep going. I'm going to walk. We're trying to go to independence.
And it's on the
way. Up on the sidewalk.
Police
arrest. You are illegally taking this street.
Somebody's hurting the women. Somebody's hurting the women.
And it's on the
way.
And it's on
the way.
We want to go to independence. We want to go to independence. And we won't keep walking. We want to go to independence. We want to go to independence. We want to go to independence. And it's gone on far too long. And it's gone on far too long. And it's gone on too long. Somebody's our people. And it's gone on.
This is the end of the line. This is where you're going to get arrested, brother.
Okay, all right.
Tell us anymore.
And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be
silent
anymore. Health care.
What do we want?
Health care.
When do we want it?
Now.
Health care.
Health care.
What do we want?
Health care.
When do we want it?
Now.
Living wages.
Living wages.
What do we want?
Living wages.
When do we want it?
Now.
Children.
Children.
What do we want?
Children.
When do we want them?
Now.
Justice.
Justice.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Fair taxes.
Fair taxes.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Clean water.
Clean water.
What do we want?
Clean water.
When do we want it?
Now.
Voting rights.
Voting rights.
What do we want?
Voting rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
Voting rights.
Voting rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
Women's rights.
Women's rights.
What do we want?
Women's rights.
What do we want?
Women's rights.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Justice.
Justice.
For the immigrants.
For the immigrants.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Education.
Education.
For the children.
For the children.
What do we want?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Stop!
Stop!
Building!
Building!
The military!
The military!
Build!
Build!
The bodies!
The bodies!
The minds!
The minds!
And our communities!
And our communities!
Down with!
Down with!
Violence!
Violence!
Up with!
Up with!
Nonviolence!
Nonviolence!
Down with!
Down with!
Violent policies!
Violent policies!
Up with!
Up with!
Life policies!
Life policies!
Healthcare!
Healthcare!
That's life!
That's life!
Education!
Education!
That's life!
That's life!
Living wages!
Living wages!
That's life!
That's life!
Union rights!
Union rights!
That's right!
That's life!
That's life!
That's life!
That's life!
That's life!
That's life! Everybody, may I have your attention? May I have your attention? I want y'all to spread out. Spread out. Spread out. Back. No, no, just two. Keep 5 paces between. Spread out. Make it long. Spread out. We're trying to go to independence. Look this way, but spread out. Look this way. Stay over here. No. Spread, move the line back.
Move the line back.
Don't bunch up together.
Move the line back. Five steps back.
5 steps between each column.
5 steps.
Get in columns of three. Columns of three. Three. Three across. Three across, excuse me. Three across. Three across. Put 5 steps between you and the column in front of you. We're trying to go to independence. They've chosen to block us. We shall not be moved
by the truth that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
We shall not.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not
be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by
water.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not.
We shall not.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted
by the water.
We
shall not
be moved. Tell the Congress.
We shall not be moved.
Tell the
Congress. We shall not be moved.
Just that's like that's whole hand.
Planted by the water. We shall not.
We're nonviolent, but we'd like to go to independent.
Right.
I kind of like the man right there. He's a bell. He might be my cousin.
All right.
Now be moved just like a
tree
that's planted
by the water. We shall not be moved.
Tell every senator.
Tell every senator we shall not be moved.
Tell
every senator we shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted
by the water, we shall not be moved.
Tell everybody, tell everybody.
Tell everybody we shall not be moved.
shall not be moved. Tell everybody we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. We shall not be moved.
We want to make sure that everybody, where are those signs with the demands on them, the big ones? The big signs, the signs with the demands. Hold your signs up. Got a right. Okay, tell them to come here. Got a right to live. And before this campaign fails,
we'll all go down to jail. Everybody's got a right to live.
Don't you say it now? Yeah.
Let me
have some of your water.
Can
I? Everybody's got a
right to live. And before this campaign fails, we'll all go down to jail. Cause everybody's got a right to live.
Say it again.
Everybody's got a right to live.
Say it again.
Everybody's got a right to live.
And before we'll... we'll all go down.
Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right to live.
And
before this campaign fails,
we'll all go down.
Everybody's got a right to live.
Listen up. What do we want? When do we want it? Living wages. What do we want? When do we want it? If we don't get it, if we don't get it, what do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
Healthcare. What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
Now, brothers and sisters, if you're able, I want you to lock arms with somebody. And arms, take 30 seconds, a minute. Remember those that can't be here, those that are dying, that will die this year. For every 1 million people without health care, 5,000 will die. Move to well, then scream out with your well. If you are moved to scream, scream out with your yell. The Bible says that we are to cry for justice with a full-throated cry. The pain of our people. The pain of our people. The pain of the mothers and the daughters and the Indians and the Latinos. And the disabled, America, hear the wailing. Let us say together, we won't be silent anymore.
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 Too long.
Too long.
Too much blood.
Too much blood.
Too much death.
Too much death.
Too much racism.
Too much racism.
Too much poverty.
Too much injustice.
Too many deaths.
We won't.
We won't.
We won't.
Be silent. Any more.
Well, the one thing I did wrong, I stayed in the wilderness a day too long.
Keep your eyes. To fight, keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on,
hold on, hold on.
Keep
your eyes on the prize.
Hold on.
Well, the one thing I did wrong,
faith in the will. Keep your
eyes on the prize.
Hold on.
Well, the one thing I did right was the day I started to fight.
Keep your
eyes on the prize.
Hold on. Yeah, put it on. Step in the second row, so you're not, you're still here. In the second row, don't go with the first, so you'll still be out here.
Right.
You're.
Let me rest in.
Hold on.
Yes or no, ma'am.
Keep your
eyes on the prize. Hold on. Thank you.
We are the new, the sevenfold.
Huh? Are here.
I'm just saying to speak. You want to come on? You want? I want to make sure that somebody's here. But they're going to get you now if you stay right there.
Okay, I'll go back. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody!
Everybody! Got a right to live. Everybody's
got a right to live.
And before this, we'll all go down to jail.
Everybody's got a right to live.
Raise it up now.
Everybody's got a right to live.
Everybody's got a
right to live.
And
before
we'll all go down in jail.
Everybody's got a
I'm gonna
right
do something.
To live.
I want, you got a mic, where's that microphone?
Right.
What happened to it? Where the marshal?
Everybody's got a right to live.
All right.
To live. Everybody's got a right to live. Everybody's got a right
so I don't get deported.
I know it.
My passport.
We'll all go down to jail. Everybody's got a right to live.
Marshals, will y'all ask everybody to hook up? Everybody to hook up. Which way I'm supposed to go? That way? Am I staying with this crowd or?
Stay there right now.
Okay.
Everybody, hook up with somebody's arm.
You got your 12 yet?
And say, they will never
divide us
again.
Again.
We are black.
We are black.
We are white.
We are white.
We are red.
We are red.
We are yellow.
We are yellow.
We are brown.
We are brown.
We are gay.
We are gay.
We are straight.
We are straight.
We are transgender.
We are transgender.
We are Jews.
We are Jews.
We are Muslims.
We are Muslims.
We are Christians.
We are Christians.
We are Sikhs.
We are Sikhs.
We are Hindus.
We are Hindus.
We are people of faith.
We are people of faith.
People not of faith.
People of faith.
But we believe.
In the moral
arc of the universe. We are rural.
We are urban.
We are young.
We are old.
We are millennial.
We are elderly.
And we won't.
And we won't.
And we won't.
Be silent.
Anymore.
Anymore.
Ain't gonna let nobody. This way. This way.
How we doing?
I'm well. Hold that cop. What's your name? I'm gonna grab your arm if you don't mind.
Oh,
I'm well.
We'll be back next Monday. Next Monday at 2 o'clock. Come join us. All right, y'all. That's good.
Are they taking them off somewhere or are they going to try to take them right here?
It's not at all.